Today, we will study together Maseches Challah, Mishnayos Maseches Challah, lesson number 5, in which we will complete our study of the first perek of Maseches Challah by learning Mishnayos 8 and 9, Ches and Tes. Mishneh Ches, Isas HaKlovim, dough for the dogs, meaning the person is intending to bake biscuits for an animal. Animal food. Biscuits, in this case, for kolovim, for dogs. The various perushim here, but the standard perush, the one that Batanura provides, is according to one of the opinions in the Yerushalmi, and that is the person here has made dough which has in it flour, but an awful lot of mursan. Mursan is the bran which is attached to the flour and is not ground into fine flour. So normally a person does not prefer to eat that, but for the dogs, that's fine. The dog has no, is not particular and will eat isas haklovim. However, if there's not too much mursan, not too much bran in the mix, the shepherds who are out there in the field and don't have too many options as to what they're going to eat, they will tolerate a bread made of dough in which there is a substantial amount of mursan. So the Mishnah says, Isas haklovim, this dough, even though the person intended it for the dogs, but bizman shehoroim ochlin mimeno, as long as there is not too much mursan, too much bran in the mix, so that ro'im, shepherds, will eat this bread. So there are human beings who will eat this without too much difficulty. So it's considered bread. Chayev es b'chalo. You're obligated to give chalo from this. Uma orvin bo, you can use it for an eruvei tchumen. Halacha is, if a person wants to be able to walk more than 2,000 amos outside his domicile, outside his place of living, his residence, so he has to place an eruv at the end of those 2,000 amos. And the eruv has to be with food, human food. So he puts down lechem. This bread, is isas haklovim, as long as the ro'im ochlin mimeno, would qualify for eruvei tchumen, or for eruvei chatzeros. If there are a number of people, the houses, which open into one courtyard, so the Rabbanon said you can't carry from the house to the courtyard unless all the people in the houses make a common eruv. They take food and they put it in one house, and therefore everything is considered one large property of one group of people. And that's eruvei chatzeros. That has to be made from lechem, and this is considered lechem. Umishtatfin bo, and similarly shitufei muvaos, which is a concept similar to Eruvei Chatzeros, but here there are various courtyards which open up onto a street, onto an alleyway, a mavui. A mavui is a side street which many different courtyards open onto. And in order for the people of the courtyards to be able to carry into this street or alleyway, they too have to make a shituf, they have to contribute to a common pool, and that they have to contribute bread. This qualifies as bread. It qualifies as bread. You make a bracha motzi, and you make a bircha samozon afterwards. If three people ate from this bread, they are mechuyov in zimun. They have to say rabosai nivorech in the proper words. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake and cook for humans. So here, since this food, although it's isas kolovim, is sufficiently attractive to human beings so that they would eat it too, so you can bake it on Yom Tov. V'yotze bo domidei chavoso ba'pesach. If you're careful that it'll not become chometz, you can use it for matzah. It's no problem. It's lechem in every respect imaginable. However, suppose there's so much mursan in it that a human being will eat it, but only if he's really, really in desperate straits. Normally, a human being, even a roa, even a shepherd in the field, would not eat from it. It's for dogs, for animals. So, im eino roi mochlino mimeno, then eino chayeves bechalo. It's not considered ariso seichem. Arusa seichem means your dough, not the dough that's prepared for dogs or animals. V'ein mi'orven bo v'ein mishtatfen bo. You can't use it for the various forms of eruvei tchumen, eruvei chatzero, shitufei muvos. It's not bread. V'ein mevorchen oleho. You do not recite the bracha of hamotzi on it. V'ein mizamnin oleho. If three people eat it, they are not obligated to bench b'mizumon, a zimun. V'ein o na'aseis b'yomtev. You can't bake this on yomtev because on yomtev the heter is. Ach ashe yochel l'chol nefesh hu levado yosel lochem. That on Yom Tov you can only bake that which you, a human being, can eat, a Jewish human being can eat. V'dorshu and the drosho is lochem v'lo l'klovim. You can only cook for yourselves, but you cannot cook for animals. V'ein adam yotzei bo yedei chavoso ba'pesach. It's not lechem. Matzah on Pesach on the Seder night has to be lechem only, and this is not lechem, and therefore it cannot be used for matzah. It's not bread. However, benkach u benkach, whether it is eaten by ro'im or not eaten by ro'im, nevertheless, it is considered ochel. It is considered foodstuffs because if desperate enough, a human being can eat it. It's not inedible. So it's not preferred by normal people in normal circumstances. So therefore, it is considered ochlin and it is metamo tumas ochlin. It's mekabel tuma in the proper quantity. Because it is considered foodstuff. It's not considered bread, but it is considered ochlen. So we finished Mishneh Ches. As we continue, Mishneh Tes shows you the various dinim about chala, which it has in common with truma. And chala is called truma. Chala torimu serumo. So first of all, ha-chala va-ha-truma chayoven aleihen miso v'chomesh. If a person eats either challah or terumah, regular terumah gadola, which we study together, you and I, in the Mishnayos Maseches Terumah some time ago, if you eat b'mezid terumah or challah, you're mechuyev miso b'dei shamay. Pasuk says, Parshas Emor, u'meisu vo ki yichalaluhu, v'chol zolo yichal kodesh, that's talking about terumah. V'chomesh, if a person eats either challah or terumah, b'shogeg, not knowing that it's truma or chala, or not knowing that truma or chala is also to eat, then he has to pay a keren, the value of the object which he ate, plus chomesh, a fifth mile var. So that if, for example, the chala or the truma was worth a dollar, he has to pay a dollar and a quarter. That's how we calculate this chomesh, this fifth. And this again is Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Ve'ish ki yoichal kodesh bishkogo ve'yosav chamishi so olov. And this refers to challah as well. Ve'asurim lazorim. And a zor, a non-kohen, cannot eat it. The Meforshim struggle. Well, obviously, if you eat it, you're chayav misa, or chayav chomesh in the case of bishogeg. So, of course, that means you're not allowed to eat it. What is he adding here by saying asura lazorim? The Batanura says simply, that even a chatzi shiur, even if a person eats less than a kezias, he's also osur. This follows the opinion that chatzi shiur is also medoy raisa, and this is what this Mishnah is saying, asurim lizorim. Veheim nichse kohen. Once you take the challah, the truma, give it to the kohen, it belongs to the kohen. It's his property. He can sell it to another kohen. He can take the money that he sells it for and use it for anything he wants, etc. Ve'olin bi'echad u'meya. If you have 100 parts of chulin and one part of either truma or challah, the truma or challah becomes botel, and you're allowed to eat from the mix with the condition that you take one amount of this 101 amounts and give it to the kohen. Utu unin rechitzas yodayim. If a person wants to eat, a kohen wants to eat truma or challah, or even a non-kohen wants to handle truma or challah, he has to first wash his hands, because tam yodayim, unwashed hands, are considered shnios l'tumah, are considered like a sheni, like a second level of tumah, and if they touch challah or truma, they make that challah or truma posel. V'harif shemesh, if a kohen who can eat truma or challah becomes tome, and let's say he's becomes tome, and now he's no longer tome, so he goes to the mikveh at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, he cannot yet eat challah or truma. He has to wait for sunset, v'harif shemesh. He has to wait until harif shemesh, until sunset, or seisak ochovim, and then, as the pasuk says, uvoa shemesh v'toher v'achar yoichal min hakodoshim. V'ein nitolin min hatohor al hatome. You can't take from grain which is tohor and give truma for other grain which is tome. You can't take from dough which is tome and give challah from that dough for other dough which is tohor, or vice versa. That's another thing that truma and challah have in common. And elo min hamukof umin hadovor hagomur. Truma and challah must be taken min hamukof, meaning the truma which you take must be taken from tevua which is near it, next to it. And similarly, when you take challah, you can take the challah only for dough which is next to it, not dough which is across the town somewhere. And you only are obligated in challah and truma min hadovor hagomur, from the finished product. The finished product for truma is gemar malocha lemaisris, which is defined in Mishnah Sinai in the first perek in Trumos. And the gemar malocha for challah is gilgul ha'isa, when one rolls the dough. Ha'omer, another thing which they have in common, truma and challah, is ha'omer kol gorni truma. If a person says, my entire granary, my entire crop, everything, I'm giving everything to the kohen for truma. He says, the whole piece of dough, all of it I'm giving to the kohen for challah. No, that's not effective. He has to leave something over. The reason for this is that the pasuk says in Parshas Korach, titnu lashem terumo ladoroseichem. So the pasuk says, "Meireshis, you must give from your dough, from the beginning of your dough." And similarly for truma, "Titnu Lashem truma doroseichem," from the beginning, from the first part of it, not from all of it. And the drosha is, "Meireshis veloy kol reishis." You can give some of the beginning, not all of it. You can't give the entire crop for truma. You can't give the entire dough for challah. And so we have finished lesson number 5, and in the process have finished Perek Rishon, the first Perek of Meseches Mishnayos Meseches Challah.